Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Niedauer Water, or now the Action Group, Kathy Wusterbarth. Kathy, how are you today?
I'm good, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you back on. Busy time for you this week. Quite busy for you.
It is. We have a full week of PFAS work with our community with a couple of meetings on the 20th and 21st.
Okay, well, let's talk about those meetings. First up, there's one tonight, Tuesday night.
That's right. At 6 o'clock, the state of Michigan, the MPART team, will be presenting to the community with information that they collect. We do this about every 3 months, and so they'll be presenting information to the community and opportunity for us to ask questions, and I encourage people to do so. Mm-hmm. It is a virtual meeting. And you need to register. If anyone needs that registration link, I can forward that to them. I can get that onto your website if you'd like.
That would be perfect. Yeah, let's do that so people can be involved with that. And that's tonight. So they need to register well in advance, or can they do it the hour before if they're it's a last second thing for them?
I think that the hour before will work.
Okay.
And if not, then we can I can make sure that the moderator has included
sure.
everyone if even during the meeting if someone wants to message me or something like that.
Okay, so that's tonight, and then you've got a couple of meetings on Wednesday.
Right. So we are having a Restoration Advisory Board meeting with the U.S. Air Force. We are going to take this opportunity to highlight some things that are going on with remedial actions that are occurring. One of them is with the Clark's Marsh area of the former base. And there was a comment period that just ended that the Restoration Advisory Board will be discussing on Wednesday. We really took a lot of time to look at that plan and to give them feedback, and we feel like that the proposed plan does not provide an alternative that will adequately address the full extent of the imminent and substantial threats to human health and the environment.
Yeah.
And that is the purpose of the RAB, is to have the community put input into what those plans are. So we're going to actually hold a press conference for the media that morning. Senator Peters is going to attend, in addition to Congressman Kildee. So we feel strongly that these plans are not adequate for Oscoda, and we really insist that they be expanded.
Very good. Now the RAB meeting on Wednesday. What time does that take place?
That's at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
And again, that requires registration, which I can get on the website for you. And you just register for that in advance again. And hopefully you'll be able to, the community will be able to put, explain what's happening in Oscoda.
Yeah, I know. A lot of things are happening there. And good to get all the information out as possible. Now, if they want more information about the action group Niedauer Water, or now, you guys have a Facebook page, too, they can go to, right?
We do. It's NOW and Niedauer Water. So, just go on there and we'll you can follow us. We have 764 members right now. Or you can email us at nowactiongroup@gmail.com.
Very good. Kathy Wusterbarth from the Action Group, Niedauer Water, or now. Kathy, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again in the very near future.
Thank you, Kevin.